Hello. Today's, wait, April 17th?
It
Yes.
is. She questions.
Yeah, I immediately forgot. I instantly forgot what we were doing.
And we have business and security to talk about today. And when you talk about business, there is one beacon of light, a golden god at the forefront of all business.
Jeff Bezos just confirmed Amazon's growth is slowing.
Not like this. Is that surprising though? I mean, they've done literally everything. What else can they grow?
Their only growth now is to shed people.
Well, he's gone into grocery and healthcare. I mean, there's a lot of new avenues that he can follow into. The growth isn't slowing down that much. I mean, he is still conquering the world, or maybe has conquered the world and slowly losing his grip as is inevitable. But remember, he did that conference call that people recorded, and he's like, yeah, it's an internet company. Someday it'll go away. Our job is to make that day as far from now as possible.
Just ride this wave as long
Yeah.
as we possibly can.
Which is probably a good attitude to have.
What would Amazon's replacement look like, I wonder?
I don't think we can predict it because who predicted Amazon?
Yeah, it was just a bookstore
The
at
world's
first.
biggest bookstore became the world's biggest API vendor.
Yeah. So, what's some little, maybe Tinder will be the next Amazon. Just something totally
Something really
unexpected.
bizarre.
Yeah. Or Fortnite.
Invest now.
Who could have expected that a stupid battle royale game would become the next major game vendor? And here they are.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Bezos also had some things to say about minimum wage. And he didn't name any names, but Walmart felt like he was targeting them because he was. And Walmart has replied.
Oh, this is a NBC News story,
Easy
but
ad
you
block
can read the top
instructions.
bar. Yeah, it's like, how about paying your taxes? Walmart responds to Amazon's challenge. So Amazon's challenge was, hey, maybe our competitors could pay $16 an hour instead of our 15. Walmart's minimum wage, I think, is like 10.
11 something, but they also get benefits.
So,
Although Amazon, they get some benefits too, right?
yeah.
So they get 15 plus benefits. Yeah.
So Walmart's like, well, but Amazon, you didn't pay your taxes. So, and a lot of that is because a lot of very wealthy people invested money in Amazon. In the beginning, Amazon lost money for a long time. But they also get R&D tax credits because, I mean, Walmart is trying to be the best Walmart that it can possibly be, whereas Amazon is, let's disrupt all existing business and take it over.
Man, they just made Walmart's. They took Walmart's game and made it better, because that's what Walmart did to like small local businesses in my town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Walmart took over the world with retail locations, and they were sitting on the throne, and Bezos came around, and it's almost like Walmart had the greatest land army the world had ever seen, and Bezos rolls in with an air force. He's like,
Yeah.
hey, bitches, I got drones.
The British Navy of the retail world, if you will.
Yeah.
And the other thing about, we talked about the facial recognition. Amazon is one of the players, excuse me, I've been screaming at cats all day. Amazon's one of the big players in the facial recognition game. And a lot of people don't like it when tech companies work with the government. They don't like it so much, there's going to be a vote.
Amazon shareholders are set to vote on a proposal to ban sales of facial recognition tech to governments. Yeah, because Amazon's working on that, and it's like maybe governments probably shouldn't be given this technology because they'll abuse it.
He tried to stop this vote because he still has his power because McKinsey didn't take his voting rights, which was nice of her, but he wasn't able to. So I think May 22nd during the earnings is when they will vote whether or not to shut this down. Stay
They're probably
tuned.
not going to do that because shareholders are like, yeah, if it makes money, we don't care.
Yeah, I think it would lose them a little bit of money.
Rich people are automatically exempt from all this spying nonsense. See also the UK.
The other thing that Amazon is maybe locking horns with governments about are cashierless stores. We talked about the Go store where you just walk in, walk out.
Steal with whatever you want.
Yeah, well, you think you're stealing it, but in fact, you get charged for it through Amazon. But here's the thing. Cash is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You kind of have to take it. It's the law. And a lot of people are telling him that.
Under pressure, Amazon plans to accept cash at cashierless Go stores. Philadelphia is the first city set to ban cashless stores. So, yeah. Is it financial discrimination? I don't know. That's the CNN thing.
Well, that's see, they go further with the argument that it's unfair to poor and minority people because they have less access to non-cash payments. Why even go that far with the argument?
I didn't think the store would let you in. Like, the whole cashless thing was fine because you can't get in the first place unless you're a member.
Well, that's another layer of discrimination, right?
Well, I mean, it's fine with, like, Sam's Club. And I'm sure they have Sam's Club in Philadelphia.
There was a some kind of we had a story about that where there was some kind of ruling, and if they ruled the wrong way on that, I estimate that every store will have some sort of sign up. Like, you'll have to have an app to get into Walmart so they can get around these rules. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Philadelphia at least. Now, here's the thing: they have not laid out their plans of how they'll take your cash because there's no cashiers.
Just a big robot that you feed dollar bills that won't let you leave until you give it your cash.
Item in the bagging area. I've given you my money and I've picked it up. Let me leave. Item just, in the bagging area.
It just like, puts one robotic arm around you and goes through your pockets.
You're being detained.
Please relax, citizen.
Let it happen, citizen.
Meanwhile, this is a big Amazon block. One of Amazon's biggest sellers is Alexa. People love it. They like to talk to it. Did you see the video of the parrot who won't let the woman play certain songs on Alexa because it's figured out Alexa stop?
Oh, it doesn't like those songs.
That's a great video. Anyway, the Alexa, you know, it's an amazing thing you can have in your house, but those murder trials and some other leaks, it seems like maybe they're recording those things that you say to it. But maybe they're doing more than recording.
Amazon workers are listening to what you tell Alexa. They have thousands of employees. A global team reviews audio clips in an effort to help the voice-activated assistant respond to commands. My favorite quote from this article is, they're like, well, we don't, we just delete recordings that are obviously private. But if it's funny or interesting, we share it on an office chat thing.
That was off the record. Basically, what they did was they went to various places where they have these low-cost call centers, not in America, you know, the international call centers, just bought them. And it's like, oh, you're not a call center anymore. You sit and listen to Alexa. And so the reason they're doing this is they want Alexa to be better. So when they'll pull random recordings, and then these people listen to it and transcribe it and feed it back to Alexa and say, okay, Alexa, this is the context. This is what they're trying to say to you. And Alexa learns from that.
You think it could pick up an Appalachian accent?
Oh, yeah.
But if it can't, it's getting better at it.
Yeah.
Because they're telling it. But what Wendell's talking about is these are just call centers. This is not like, you know, lockdown central. So they did mention that when something really weird happened, it would go into a group chat. Like, hey, listen to this.
What is going on?
Surprising no one, though. I mean, like, if you worked in that office, no way you would, like, oh, I would never send this to my coworker.
Listen, if you call in with a stupid tech support thing, it's getting shared.
One of the most funny things that I've ever heard anywhere was the old, you remember the old like Apple tech support recordings, like from like the Mac SE era. There's just these hilarious Apple tech support recordings where it's like you sawed off the back of the computer and then you did what? And then there was like a heavy mouth breather guy that called in and he's like, I need to get the documentation for the ROM hook. There's a very particular need that I have. So, like, those are on the internet. You can find those.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
It was amazing.
The other thing that they found were at least two examples of what they thought might have been sexual assaults.
Oh.
But they were told, that's not your business. Don't worry about it. Just transcribe it.
Good
we
Lord.
Have to help Amazon Alexa understand.
Oh, no, that's not what the next story is supposed to be. It's supposed to be the other one.
Oh, no. What one?
The one about Alexa. Or did you cut it?
Huh?
There was another story about Alexa. That's fine.
It was a duplicate.
Was it a dupe? Okay.
Wasn't it?
Well, it was a little different, but that's fine.
It was about the transcribers, though, right?
Yeah. Okay.
The big... We talked a lot about Disney Plus. And that's been really in the news because Disney has gobbled up all these IPs and it seems like they were just consolidating for this kind of thing. But the big question is, how much is it going to cost? because Disney has a lot to offer. You got Fox, you got Marvel, you got Pixar, ESPN, all this stuff. So what is that price going to look like? Now we know.
Disney Plus to launch in November, priced at $6.99.
Just enough to get people in. The first taste is almost free.
Didn't Netflix launch it around $7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they admit that they're pricing this to bring people in. They want to get you in there, trap you.
And then start jacking the price up.
When mm-hmm. your kid watches Frozen 2 every morning as part of their routine, and then it's first of the month, are you going to say, no more doing that? Or are you going to pay $10?
Wouldn't you just buy the movie?
Well, but you get all this other stuff. And then when it happens again, are you going to say no, or are you going to pay $13? It's just going to keep happening.
And then, or next time, $25.
You know what's really
$35.
Inconvenient about owning the movie? Having to take it out of the case and put it in something. I want to just hit a button and start watching it.
Your kid has broken 3 DVDs or Blu-rays or whatever. So this is going to be huge. Everybody's going to get it, and it's going to be a big thing. One name that we should not be talking about anymore, but keeps popping up because they refuse to die, is Yahoo.
Yahoo!
Yahoo tries again to settle a lawsuit over massive data breach. This time it's going to offer $118 million. Yahoo lost everything. They literally lost.
Look at these hacker hands.
Oh, they've got $118 million. They lowballed them last time and it was rejected. So I don't remember what that was. I think it was less than $100 million. So now they're thinking 118 is the magic number, and the judge gets to decide. If you were affected by that, you've moved on with your life, surely.
No, I cry about Yahoo a little bit every day.
I wonder how much you think that is per person affected.
Like 25 cents.
Might be nice, though, to get that quarter. Of course, they have to ship it to you. There's going to be overhead.
You have to get those discount stamps.
Please sign up and pay for postage here to receive your quarter.
This is a Facebook story that I didn't put in social media because it doesn't have anything to do with social media. It has to do with Facebook hardware, the Oculus. They got a new Oculus that's coming out. And when you get one, you might feel like taking it apart. If you take it apart, you might find something weird.
It looks like you're using an ad blocker.
Facebook accidentally put hidden messages like Big Brother is watching and the Masons were here inside their new Oculus Rift controller. So this was, they did it like a short production run to send to like journalists and industry people and things like that. And then they accidentally, and so this is supposed to be a joke for those people, because if they take it apart and find it, but they accidentally mass produced it with the same stuff inside. Oops.
Most people would never know, because it's a flexible band, and you would really have to take the whole thing apart and look at the inside of this inside flexible band. But it is the
Facebook
fact,
unironically saying Big Brother is watching.
Yeah, when it says Big Brother is watching, and it's not, it makes a little more sense when you realize that this was targeted toward people. One of the targets example was iFixit. If you send something to iFixit, you know they're taking it apart. They're tearing it down. That's what they do. So it was kind of like a little inside joke. But how much trouble do you think the guy who left that in the production run is in right now?
He's not there anymore.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
He's being served poorly cooked at Zuckerberg's mansion.
I think that's undeserved, too, because it's like, okay, you guys are happy with the production run? Yeah, everything is good. All right, we're going to ship these exactly the way that they are. Are you sure that that's right? Yeah, they're good. We tested them. Ship them. Okay. And then it's like, we didn't mean that they were exactly good as they were. We wanted you to make this one little change. It's like, I'm not clairvoyant. I did exactly what you said.
These also haven't been shipped, so they could trash these or rebuild them, but they're saying, you know what? That costs a lot of money. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
Just deal with weird messages that you shouldn't be seeing anyway, because you're not supposed to be repairing your own devices. How dare you? YouTube continues its downward spiral, its death throes, as it tries to appease the advertisers by destroying everything that people actually like to watch.
Like, favorite, and subscribe.
And so maybe this could affect us. They talk about quality content. What is this if not quality content? And this is not things that are clickbaity or quick videos that just try to get the click numbers up, but like actual user engagement. How do you measure it?
To answer critics, YouTube is trying a new metric, responsibility. The largest online video service is trying to reward quality content, not just clips that people keep people glued to their screens. Well, it remains to be seen how that's going to help. You know, the most amazing quality thing at the news titles. The news titles are amazing. You guys don't appreciate those, but they're like, they're
me
like
and Ryan the, spend literally 10 minutes on those.
Those are amazing.
If I'm going to say this is a major success, if by reward they actually mean demonetize,
or they actually send it out to all the subs, because there were people that were like, I thought you guys stopped posting, and then it's like, oh yeah, here you go. Or maybe we're just being trolled. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. Maybe it, people aren't seeing it, but maybe their interest changed, so YouTube tried to cater their interest to something else. I don't.
I get a lot of random recommendations for things that don't make any sense.
Yeah, I keep getting recommendations for cooking stuff, and I'm like, I don't like to cook.
For some reason, I started getting ping pong recommendations.
Because you talked about you liking talked about ping pong on the VR stream.
Maybe, whatever, and it turns out I love those videos. Those are fascinating.
Google knows more about you than you
do. It's superhuman what those guys are doing. We talk about Disney Plus, and they're entering a crowded market. The TV, the new breed of TV delivery services. There's so many of them, and they all have wildly different prices and services. The old guard of TV is dying, and people like YouTube are trying to get in on that, but it seems to be more expensive than they expected.
YouTube TV costs $50 a month after another price hike, but you do get Discovery. $50 a month seems a little high.
What was that, Krista?
That was me vomiting. Who spends $50 on YouTube?
But regular TV, if you get this, I think a comparable channel lineup is more than $50.
Basic, if you get the basic satellite internet, you can get a 3-year deal for $55 a month.
But I don't, well, that's more.
It's $5 more, but you get a lot more channels.
Do you? Because yeah. I don't know what you get with YouTube TV.
Discovery, apparently. Is.
Nah, you get more than that. They might have listed some stuff here.
Well,
but
let's see. I bet you get to watch iCarly.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
Wow. I didn't know she still had a network.
HGTV, Food Network, Animal Planet, Motor Trend, TLC, Epics.
So this is nothing anybody wants anyway.
I do like Discovery, but not enough to pay that much for it.
It's the, you know that, they don't have them anymore, but back when they sold DVDs at stores, that giant bin they had up next to the cashier where just the most garbage DVD titles they've had, but you get them for $3.
Mm-hmm.
That's the TV version of that.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, I don't want your newsletter. Let's talk about
Fox,
Tesla and or SpaceX, anything that has to do with Mr. Musk. And first, let's talk about the historic launch of the Falcon Heavy.
SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket launches the first paid mission, and it landed all three boosters. So all three boosters landed successfully. Woo! This is actually cool.
Very cool. And this is the first time that someone just commissioned an entire launch. It was some kind of Middle Eastern communication satellite, I think. Can't remember. I think Saudi Arabia, maybe. Anyway. They launched it. Everything went well. Landed the rockets. All good. And I think that was the least expensive launch like that that's ever happened. So, pretty cool.
It's a bargain at only a few billion dollars.
No, it's like 160 million, I think.
I mean, I guess it's still a lot, but not as much as, say, maybe NASA.
Oh, back in the day, just getting a satellite was
$1 billion.
Yeah. Crazy. The other thing that is Tesla related is the Gigafactory, and maybe not the best news for the Gigafactory.
Tesla and Panasonic have modified, in quotation marks, the expansion plan for the Gigafactory, as in they're not going to do that right now. They're still planning on it, but they're probably good with the capacity they've got.
They're going to improve current production rather than expand. Seems like there might be a softening of demand for these batteries. Musk, on the other hand, has said on the record that that's not true, and they are absolutely over capacity on demand for the batteries. So
I can see that, like,
they said that on his Twitter.
The grid batteries would maybe be good, but not the car batteries. Because what they did in Australia with the backup power for the grid, that's actually impressive.
We've also had a lot of controversy about the crazy direction changes that Tesla's doing. They were canceling the showrooms, and then they weren't. Now they are again. They were selling cars for less, and then they raise the prices, then they lowered them again, and it just seems to be all over the road. Can't make a decision, and now that continues.
Tesla's original plan for the $35,000 Model 3 is dead. So this seems to be around margin. They wanted to produce a cheap Model 3 that didn't have anything, but it's actually going to cost more to build the production lines for the cheap Model 3 than it doesn't have anything, than to actually sell you a better Model 3 that is software limited.
But even beyond that, the 35,000 model is not for sale online.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Seems like they don't want you to buy it. And there's not going to be a showroom pretty soon. So literally, this is all their stuff is online except this car. If you want this car, you got to get on the phone.
Yeah.
Which...
But the good news is that you can turn your battery capacity up later with a phone call, which you would not have been able to do with the original plan for the Model 3. So I guess that's good.
But a they phone will... call?
Yeah, disgusting,
takes literal minutes.
But they will... Oh, it's way more than literal minutes to do this one, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
They will sell you a different Model 3 with power seats and the bigger battery. And it had like one more feature that was better.
The in-car navigation stuff. The software is better.
But it's not going to be $35,000. No. So, very confusing, the Model 3 world. But if you really want it, you can get that cheaper one, which is probably is a really good deal. And the reason you would think it's a really good deal is because they're trying not to sell it to you. Everybody has seen this picture at this point.
Yes.
Literally every human on the planet must have seen this picture.
Black hole picture captioned. Black hole picture captured for first time in space breakthrough.
The caption is black hole or sucking sound.
It took a network of 8 radio telescopes and does it have the picture of the girl with the hard drives? Because it was like a ton of data.
It's got a picture of the girl. There's a...
I like the picture of the girl with the hard drives
explanation
better.
Of it. Yeah, they did mention that there's the girl. Who that, now, do you have you... gone Doctor... into the controversy of her.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
But the hard drives you were talking about, there was so much data that we had to wait for the thaw to get the Antarctic telescope station. You couldn't transfer the data. You had to actually airlift all those hard drives out.
Yeah.
So we could have had this earlier if not for that.
As Andy Tannenbaum says, don't underestimate the bandwidth of a station wagon hurtling down the highway.
So yeah, pretty cool. And you can't see a black hole, obviously. Nothing escapes the black hole, even light. So we're looking at all the stuff swirling around the black hole at
like
super
a toilet.
Speeds. A lot like a toilet.
A,
yes.
A cosmic toilet.
What's really awesome is that it matches the mathematical models really well. So Einstein was right again.
Man, what didn't he get right? And this is the young lady. Now, the controversy around the young lady is that she
did the algorithm that actually allowed them to do the programming to make the image work.
The algorithm is hers, but she was widely celebrated. I mean, Reddit, every post on Reddit, one was a picture of the black hole, the next one was a picture of her, then the black hole, then the two of them together, and it just went on and on.
And also but, the other famous women in computer science, like Grace Hopper and Margaret Hamilton. And
they're the Google Doodles. And if you look at the Git for this actual program,
it's open source. It's on GitHub, which is awesome.
She did not write the lion's share of the code. There was a young man who wrote 850,000 of the 900,000 lines, I believe, and he was not mentioned anywhere. So the controversy is, was she given credit? Although if she did the algorithm and he didn't.
Yeah. Did you actually read what he said about it, though?
Yeah, the guy, they actually got a quote from the guy.
No,
the guy
was
like,
quote.
The guy was like, she totally did it.
He like, was like, all I, like, half the stuff I did was just generated. And he was like, if we didn't have her math and like her calculations, we wouldn't have gotten the image. Everything we built was around her stuff. So
sadly,
people who are saying, oh, it's not her, she didn't do anything, like, shut the hell up because you don't know what you're talking about.
That guy's obviously white knighting is what the other people would say.
Right? But then he subtly dropped that he was gay, and so it's like, oh, no.
How appropriate if he's an orbiter. It's very high-speed orbiter.
But the people who are all pushing this guy forward, if he's gay, like, is it like, does that invalidate him? They need to find another man to like push forward because that one's gay, and we can't have a woman take credit for it either.
It doesn't matter if he's gay, but it does matter if his time is compressed. Because it'd be an orbit around there.
Chris, do you feel strongly about this? I can't really get a read.
It frustrates me. I got really frustrated reading this because it was like, just let her have her moment. I'm not saying that everyone else didn't do work too, because they're a big team. There was like three or four teams who were all working together. She was leader of one. But like, just, geez, like, come on.
Well, what about his moment?
He had a moment too. People were interviewing him too.
I don't think they interviewed him until the controversy. But I totally agree with you that if the algorithm was hers, then.
Yeah,
that's the new thing.
They have her doing a TED talk from like years ago, and people are like, "Oh no, they just pushed her forward now." It's like she's a PhD. Like, come on, I don't have a PhD. None of us here at this table have a PhD.
The internet is terrible.
It really is. I got frustrated reading the articles I should have been enjoying the image of the black hole and thinking about how I'm going to die someday.
Well, see, that outrage. I think that a lot of the other thing that happened was that, yeah, a small group of people did that. But I think that whatever, like, the websites need to generate a certain amount of outrage in order to get the clicks.
So they did that, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that...
It worked, like, because I fell for the bait. But it's bait. It's a big one.
She definitely got her moment. I mean, I didn't find out about the controversy stuff until, of course, where would I find that kind of stuff? Our Twitch chat lurkers.
I found it on Reddit because I was like, oh, that's cool. So I was like reading the article about the black hole, and then I read the comments, and a bunch of the comments had to be like, they were either downvoted or deleted because it was just guys being like, she's not as smart as I am. Eyebrows Reddit a lot, and I understand Rick and Morty, so clearly I'm more intelligent than a PhD candidate.
Well, but that's the comments. But the media response that I saw was overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, it was. Everybody on the team. That's a big deal for them.
Pretty sure she's going to get her PhD.
She already has her PhD, I think. I messed that up.
No, I think she's got some employment prospects.
Yeah.
Not everything good about the black hole. I mean, you think such a feel-good story, like an object that's sucking all matter into it.
and that you're feeling really scared of when you think about.
Yeah, destroying entire worlds.
Yeah.
You think that's all positive, but it's not.
China's largest stock photo provider draws fire over use of the black hole image. So China's stock photo provider was like, this is ours. We're going to copyright it. We're going to send takedown notices to people that are using it. And it's like, what?
This was so bad that the Chinese government, who turns a blind eye to all copyright issues, actually got involved.
That should tell you something.
And here's the most hilarious thing about it is somebody was like, hey, if you're going to copyright this, why don't you just go ahead and copyright the national Chinese emblem? They did.
Or the flag. Oh, they did again.
I mean, if you really wanted to be a troll, couldn't you just like upload a gradient and then be like, this is the black hole? I bet most people wouldn't know the difference.
But no, they took the image right off of that.
Yeah, off of the news post.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be like an image for all humanity. Yeah. We all own the black hole.
The black hole is going to own us one day.
The Chinese government, the stock of the company, the stock photo company, declined 10%, which is the maximum allowed under the law in China, which is a strange thing to say.
You say that makes you feel your mortality, like, but there's no way the black hole is going to kill you before
you don't know that
you die. I mean,
wasn't there a thing that said that the image of the black hole, it's like the light from that is like how many millions of years old? Well, we're not even seeing a current image of it.
It's crazy. Most of the stars in the sky that you see are gone.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be like heart disease or your lungs or something, their brain tumor or something like that.
No, the black hole is going to come spiraling through the universe.
It's not the black hole.
Listen, I might not have a PhD, but I clearly know what I'm talking about.
It's not the black hole. It's probably the energetic particles.
Yeah, one of those yeah. But not that black hole. Some other black hole whose light is hitting us now is going to give you cancer. That's how it's going to get you.
No, it's going to spaghettify me. Like what my astronomy teacher told me.
If you get sucked into that event horizon, then, you know.
You'll never know.
Time will.
Will I become like, what's his face? An Interstellar?
Nah, but they
what's
do.
What's his name?
You know, the part, the swirly part that we can see, mm-hmm. The reason we can see those is because they're at like a billion degrees because of the rate that they're spinning. So I don't think you'd survive it to get there.
But what's his face did?
A merciful death. Anyway. That's enough about the black hole. Let's talk about ridiculous resolutions.
Just put that in the back of your mind.
Sony creates a colossal 16K screen in Japan.
Look at the size of it. They need something for scale.
Yeah, the camera, I mean, the camera that took the picture of the screen probably can't even capture it.
It's only 8K. I mean, it's, you know, it's has as many horizontal pixels as a 4K television, so it's not really 8K.
Is that an image from The Lion King?
I think it's one of those Disney movies, right?
Well, they're just they're re-releasing The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
So it's 8K across because it's an ultra-wide. It's really just, no. It's not really. I mean, 16K. It's like 4, but then it's not very tall. So, why?
Man, imagine playing Fortnite on that. Be incredible. Now transitioning into the security section, we first must talk about face unlocking. Why it's bad.
Friends tricked sleeping man Robin using his phone's face unlock. So this was in China. Apparently, this guy's phone face unlock was not very good because if your eyes are closed, it still works.
Pro relationship tip. If your friends do this to you, they're not your friends.
Well, he took it to the police and he's like, I've been robbed. And the police pretty quickly figured out it was his roommates.
And they gave it back. I love how whenever we see these Chinese embezzlement or thefts or whatever, they never spend the money. They always have it to give back, which shows an amount of caution that I appreciate in criminals.
And it's like, it's been a week. We got away with it. Okay, great. But then the next day, if the authorities show up, it's like,
oh, we should have saved it.
It was a funny joke.
Should have invested it.
Ha ha.
But if a meth head around here breaks into your car, that money's gone immediately.
Yeah.
You're never getting it back. I don't know what financialexpress.com, what nationality website this is, but they say it's 12,000 yuan, which is, I know I pronounced that wrong, nearly RS1.25 lakh. What's a lakh? I don't know what kind of currency that is.
India.
Chat will tell us.
Chat, comments, whatever, whoever you people are.
Wow. This, the ad blocker thing on Tom's Guide is just absolutely a wreck.
This is the Alexa story.
Well, this is the security version.
Thinking emoji.
Oh, okay. So how to stop Amazon from listening to your Alexa recording. So we covered that earlier. This article is the step-by-step for all of the stuff that you have to go through to turn that off. You can opt out so that they'll never hear your recordings. It's still recording, probably.
We can't show you the screenshots, but it's actually pretty basic. You just go to settings and privacy and just say no to all that. Say no to everything in privacy. You don't want any
no privacy. Time. Yes, you want no privacy. No, I mean, no, not no privacy. Okay. That's those confusingly worded forms that we were talking about.
Oh, you know what? We should have just do a quick rearrangement.
Hey, no one knows.
Just
no one needs to know. Just
real quick.
Just, you know how you put that idea of the black hole sucking you up and killing you in the back of your mind? Let that come to the foreground again and then have a panic attack.
So let's just refresh in our minds the idea of privacy settings and changing them to make them better for the consumer.
Chrome, Safari, and Opera have been criticized for removing a privacy setting. This is HTTP click auditing. So this is a feature where if you turn it on, well, it's on by default, so it's just on all the time. When you click a button, a secondary ping is sent to a URL of the website designer's choosing so that an event is generated so that like you click a button and that gets recorded somewhere so that it can be used for analytics or tracking or whatever. You can't turn that off now in Chrome, Safari, and Opera. You can still turn it off in Firefox.
Woo, actually, Firefox.
Off by default in Firefox.
Oh, nice.
Good job, Firefox. Firefox getting it right with all the muting and stopping the autoplay and stuff. I think
Firefox is the ultimate browser.
They're working on trying to do something about newsletter pop-ups.
Oh, nice.
That'd be the greatest thing in the universe.
That would be amazing.
Firefox is just like, this web design is an anti-pattern. You are not allowed to do it.
I do enjoy like putting in like admin@website.com.
Most of them have gotten wise to that, I think.
Marketing at.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll be like, this address is not valid. Even though I know it's a valid email address. How appropriate that on the week where we have just enjoyed the first new episode of Game of Thrones, we celebrate again, a new vulnerability named Dragonblood.
Dragonblood. Vulnerabilities disclosed in the Wi-Fi WPA3 standard and also needed for ruling the Iron Throne.
We don't know that yet.
We don't know who got it yet. We just have ideas.
This is it's a vulnerability that will let them get little snippets of, you know, like the parts that they need to eventually reconstruct your password just by listening.
That's really horrifying. Because
really horrifying.
AES encryption should be pretty sturdy, and AES encryption is pretty sturdy, but the implementations are always disappointing.
There's a like a transition mode for WPA2 WPA3. If you have a browser where that's enabled, that's a problem here. You can turn that off, or you can just patch. Turns out this has been fixed. So update your router. You should just update your router every week. Just set an alarm. Triton. Now we had, what was the name of the other one?
King of the Sea.
Stuxnet. We had Stuxnet, and then we had, there was another one, right? Before this one.
Right.
And that was a botnet. This is like the safety control thing. Anyway, this one is one of the newest ones, and we thought we understood it, but it's back.
Mysterious safety tampering malware infects a second critical infrastructure site. The use of the game-changing Triton malware to target safety systems is not an isolated incident. So we're not really sure what the vector is for how this is happening, but it's not good that it's targeting safety equipment. And it's very, very cautious was the word that you would use. It's trying to get embedded in there and not really make itself known, which is...
Well, but in its caution, it sort of reveals it's not trying to pull data. Because most of the time, malware wants to steal something. It's not trying to gain control of the systems or steal data or export anything. It's just trying to worm its way into these safety controls, which is insidious, to say the least. And they don't really give you a lot of details about who it was or what it affected or anything, because they want to try to, you know, really keep this locked down. But it's terrifying, because if a chemical plant or a nuclear plant or something blows up, that's bad for everybody. We read about hotels that are constantly leaking data. Marriott was the last big one. Had a giant leak. And Symantec...
They're still asking, do what now?
Yeah, Symantec took a look, kind of audited a lot of big hotels and how they process things online and do all that things and how they send out emails for confirmations. And they found something very disturbing.
2 out of 3 hotels accidentally leak guests' personal data, according to Symantec. Now, this is just from them looking at the websites. So I suspect that part of what they're talking about here is like the JavaScript on the site. Like, you got to fill it out and put your stuff in. There's a lot of third parties that can see how you fill out forms. And so Symantec, in looking at that, would basically fail a security audit on 2 out of 3 hotel companies.
And they're doing this on purpose. Maybe not on purpose, but they know that they have these tracking scripts.
Yeah.
They choose to. They're being paid for these. So easy to fix. But they won't.
Turn the tracking scripts off on pages where people enter PII. It's that simple.
But I need to track them. Yeah. I must track
How
them.
Will I know that I got a conversion so that we can pay our agency?
Yeah.
Who got us like 3 conversions?
I'll bet it's pretty big in the hotel world. Yeah. Because people link directly there from all the various things. Or like travel websites, something like that. I mean, that's probably huge.
Yeah.
This was supposed to go with the other... track clicking story, but it worked better than the other one, so I don't really have a great lead into this.
Google Chrome engineers want to block some HTTP file downloads. So this is if you're on an HTTPS site that has a link to download an HTTP file, they want that not to work, because you might accidentally download an EXE file or a zip file containing an EXE file or something that otherwise might be malicious or dangerous. Now, there's no effect. If you're on an unencrypted website and you download an unencrypted file, Google's Chrome team said, well, you would have already gotten the warning that it's not secure, but you don't necessarily get a warning that you've downloaded a file from an insecure source in the scenario where you're on a secure website that has a link to a non-secure file repository.
We talked about the Exodus spyware, and the Exodus spyware was perhaps unique in the scope of things that it stole from your phone.
Literally everything.
It turned on your mic and maybe your camera, and then just exfiltrated every piece of data you had. It just is, you know, full compromise of your phone. And good news for iOS users.
The Exodus spyware has been found targeting the Apple iOS users. So it's trying to steal everything from them. Now, the crazy thing is it's got legit Apple developer certificates. So Apple should know exactly who this is from and be able to track it down. I don't think the Apple security team's doing much these days. Seems like they should be on top of this.
They're like playing Tetris. Got a little handheld thing, and it's like, hey, there's a security problem. And they're like, they just like kick it off their desk.
Well, I mean, because you go through Apple's process, that Apple has to have a dashboard or an SQL query or something they can run that it's like, show me all of the applications that demand access to literally everything. That can't be a big list.
Oh, I bet it's a huge list. Yeah.
like the camera and the microphone and the video and the water. Now show me, like, now cross reference that with apps, not from the Fortune 500.
But no, that's not how it worked, because the first app was just the loader.
Oh, yeah.
And then the payload came later that opened everything up. So they wouldn't necessarily be able to do that.
Mm.
So might be more of a needle than you think in that horrible, rotten haystack. Well, we talked a lot about fingerprint sensors and the fact that everybody does it a little different. Some people use visual, and some people have used lasers to try and scan the finger. One of the most impressive ones was one that did it acoustically. All the little ridges in your thumb, as they land, as you push it down, it detects the same pattern, and they open it up that way. What could go wrong there, right?
Samsung's Galaxy S10 fingerprint sensor has been fooled by a 3D printed fingerprint.
It seems like a lot of work.
Took 13 minutes to print the fake.
I got a picture of it, I think. Oh, maybe it's just in the video. Yeah. But yeah, there it's on this little slide here. So it's not very thick. Maybe like an eighth of an inch thick. But boom, there it is. He said it took him 3 minutes, and most of that was waiting on the printer.
Nice.
But how do you get someone's fingerprint?
He used his own. Well, it's pretty easy to get somebody's fingerprint, though.
It's a 3D print?
For the proper depth of it,
yeah.
I wonder if that's more than just like lifting it off of a print or whatever.
Well, if you could get the image pattern, then you can play with that in the 3D printer. Like, let's put on a 0.2 millimeter layer. Let's put on a 0.5 millimeter layer. You can mess with that in the printer.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to do it in 3 minutes. But still, I'm sure there's some sort of object that you could have somebody just pick up that would leave
enough of an impression. Indentation.
Some of that.
They pick up some of the silly putty for me.
Some of that, like, dental impression stuff. That'd probably do it.
I think you could probably lift the fingerprint for this purpose enough with just a scotch tape.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do need the distance. You need to get the curvature be part of this. So.
Yeah.
You could probably do that. Just dusting for fingerprints the old-fashioned way. I've got some of those kits in the basement.
And, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is a duplicate. The last story. It was supposed to be the last story. It's a duplicate. Oh,
major browsers to prevent disabling click tracking privacy risks.
I like the stock photo for this one better.
This is pretty good.
Well, this version of the story has a slightly different take on it. I mean, it's still bad news for users, but there is a lot of stuff that will break without this functionality. So it's a pingback, and it explains what a pingback is and how it works. So if you're interested mechanically in how the whole tracking thing works, this is a pretty good explanation.
We really didn't have a great story to end on in that section anyway, which is why security is Krista's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Friday, we will have a great story to end with, because Friday is Nonsense Day.
We've got
always a great story.
And it's Good Friday.
I think it's the largest nonsense section in 2019.
That's a bold claim. I'm not going to sit here and agree.
It's close.
To it,
sanction that.
But we'll see.
We'll see you next time.
I don't think about the black hole.